Good afternoon. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. We're your hosts for today. I'm Bernard Neesmith, a senior from Front Ends High School.
And I'm Brittany Williams, a junior from Sayre High School. The Student Union is a youth-led organization. We are a group of young people from Philadelphia Public Schools who are organizing to make changes in the school system.
On Blast is the only youth-led and youth-produced radio show in Philadelphia. We are using the media as a tool to organize young people.
You can listen to the show online by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com. While you are there, you can also subscribe to our podcast and have new shows sent directly to your iTunes.
Today we'll learn about how the school-to-prison pipeline starts early and hear from some third graders who are directly affected by it. And we will listen to a piece on vouchers and hear from a panel of students about their views on vouchers.
Now, we'll hear a piece about students, parents, and teachers working together.
One voice is all that has ever worked to make a change. And by that I mean a group of people coming together fighting for the same thing. One voice is exactly that. Teachers, parents, and students united for the same change.
What happens often is we're in our schools and we say, oh, we can't make a difference. Oh, it doesn't make a difference. Oh, it doesn't matter. But when we come together collectively, it builds this agency. And so then we also see that we're not alone.
That was Samuel Reed, a member of TAG, Teacher Action Group, and also a member of One Voice. The idea for One Voice came about last year when a group of students teamed up with teachers and parents to work on the Teacher Action Group's curriculum fair. We expanded the fair to include a summit in the afternoon. Our purpose was to get parents, students, and teachers talking about the issues that affected our schools. This fall, we kept the momentum going by starting to have an ongoing meetings between students, parents, and teachers. Keith Lomax talks about how united One Voice is.
You actually have people that take the time out their day to come together and listen to each other's ideas. And to be frank, they're all the same. So coming from a student perspective, a teacher perspective, or a parent's perspective, we're all saying the same things on how we want our school to be shaped up for the future. So
all three groups are tired of the inequity and resources across our schools. Students are not given a chance to succeed because they are treated unfairly based on where they live. We all agree that a zero-tolerance approach to school discipline needs to end. It's just another way of treating students unfairly by pushing them out of school. Maurice Jones, a parent, shares his frustrations.
We need more positive discipline, positive behavior support. In the schools, it seems like a lot of it is penal, and kids are affected by having things put on their record when they get into middle school, high school, affects where they go to a high school. So then we need to find different ways of reaching youth to make them, encourage them to be better students and better citizens in the classroom.
One voice feels that school advisory councils are the key to making sure that parents, students, and teachers have decision-making powers in their schools. Maddie Davis, a teacher of the Philadelphia School District, shares how she feels about community-based control of our schools.
I think it's the key. People know what's best for their children. Teachers know what's best for their students. Politics is local. All politics is local. That's one of the major sayings in our society. And it should be that way as well with the schools.
There are a lot of changes happening in the School District of Philadelphia. We have new SRC members, and we're going to have a new superintendent. Now is the time for us to have a say in the new leadership. We need One Voice now more than ever.
At this point, education is on the lips of everyone. People that aren't getting the voice is our parents, teachers, and students. The people that are getting a voice are politicians and administrators. So we need a different viewpoint put out there.
I'm Shamaya Williams, senior at Parkway Northwest High School, member of One Voice, and the Philadelphia Student Union. Thanks for listening to On Blast.
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break. Now let's get some news about the school-to-prison pipeline.
The school-to-prison pipeline is devastating our city. It is not only affecting young adults, it's also making an impact on our children. It's been said that the government bases how many prison beds they built on the reading scores of third graders. We don't know this for fact, but if this is true, it shows that the government has no hope in our children's future. But has anyone ever asked these kids what they think?
My name is Kareem. I'm in the third grade. I'm 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a cop.
Kareem knows what he needs to do to achieve his goal.
Everything I gotta do to be a cop is I gotta work hard, I gotta get an education, I gotta get my driving license, I gotta work really, really hard, I gotta go to college, I gotta get my permit, I gotta get my teacher's degree, and that's it.
The age Kareem is at now is the age society should be molding him to be strong, intelligent, capable, so he can be whatever he wants to be when he grows up. But if the government is underfunding his school, he won't have all the tools to become what he wants to be. Therefore, it's put at a disadvantage. Kareem was very upset when he heard the connection between his capabilities to take the test and his likelihood of ending up in jail.
That's not fair, because if I'm doing good in school, why would I get to go to jail? All my friends is doing good in school, and if they building jails, why should we have to go? Why can't the bad people go?
When you're in third grade, you don't think, when I grow up, I want to be in prison. But when the resources you need the most are constantly being taken away from you, you are left with limited options, and no child deserves that. This is Kim Reed with On Blast, from the Philadelphia Student Union.
In other news, dozens of Philly school nurses face layoffs.
School nurses packed a classroom at South Philadelphia High School Tuesday, December 6th, to voice their concerns. December the 7th, school principals handed in mid-year budget proposals to the school district. The district is expected to lay off 51 nurses in order to save $5.1 million. One example of how this will cause problems is that if students have meds they need to have given to them, there's no school nurse on site to give it to them. If students carry these meds around, then they're breaking school rules. So if nurses are cut, some students will have to go without taking meds all day, or they will have to risk carrying them around on their person. Is this really worth it?
Stay tuned for more On Blast after this short music break.
For my mama, this song is for you. Hey, Mr. President, tomorrow I'm paying my rent. My fuel is running low, and I've got places.
talk about the education of our children. A book is worth more than a bomb any day.
If you're just joining us, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can listen to our show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com.
A school voucher program will use taxpayer money to pay tuition at private schools for certain students who receive vouchers. Right now, some legislators are trying to pass vouchers in Pennsylvania. So the Philadelphia Student Union and Action United went on a tour to expose the threats behind vouchers. We visited legislators' office to tell them to vote no on vouchers. Our first stop was Senator Farnese's office, where we talked to Tony Menino, Chief of Staff for Senator Farnese. Let's see what he had to say.
We need to have a solution in public education that helps all of our students, that has accountability for how taxpayer money is funded, and doesn't allow for any type of discrimination based on religion, race, orientation, or anything like that. I think we need to fix our public schools first and foremost. And not drain the public schools of money in a very expensive program that will probably wind up funding those who are already in private school.
We were glad to hear Senator Farnese's office publicly say no to vouchers. We will hold him to this. This 89-year-old grandmother, a part of Action United, also believes that even vouchers are not enough money for families to afford the difference for their kids to go to private schools.
stop taking away from the public schools and give us what we deserve, because our children need it. The oncoming next generation, they needs it. No, we can't settle for this. It's not fair. If we settle for what we don't want, then we're losing. But we're not going to lose. We're winners. Everybody can't send their children to private school. Everybody can't send their children to parochial school. No, they can't do it. So we have more children in public school than we have any. I went to public school, and I'm not ashamed to say I went to public school. We had some good teachers back in the day. We didn't have all this.
Trick. It sounds like the government's going to hand you a lot of money to send your child to any private school. But as you know, it's going to be a small amount of money, and there's no guarantee that your child will be accepted in all the different private schools. So it could be a ticket to nowhere.
The next stop on our voucher tour was Senator Anthony Williams' office. He is now one of the main people pushing vouchers in Pennsylvania. In fact, that was a major part of his platform when he recently ran for governor. It's important for people to know that most of his campaign money came from a pro-voucher group called Student First Political Action Committee. They gave him $4.3 million in campaign contributions. We spoke with Anthony Williams' spokesperson, Michael Nixon. Let's see what he had to say.
The thing that holds public schools back from doing what the charter schools can do and private schools are rules that are imposed upon them. That has to change. Okay, there are things that charter schools can do and private schools can do that public schools can't do. And those are the things you should be focusing on, with all due respect. Those are the things that you need to focus on getting those things changed.
Yes. Unlike private schools, public schools are bound to follow certain rules. And one of them is following the Constitution.
I'm Muslim. If I was to apply to parochial school, they can deny me to be into the institution because of my religion, my sex, my race, my ethnicity, or anything.
The spokespeople for vouchers are very fast talkers. They try to make it seem like if you're not for vouchers, then you're for low-performing schools. But we're not. We want to change the way the system is without kicking people out of their public schools.
Here's Senator's position. Right now, the status quo is not working. It has not worked for 20 or more years, or 30 or 40 more years. Another generation of kids who are forced to stay in these underperforming public schools have been lost, okay? And I guarantee you, unless something changes, unless the status quo changes, we'll be back here 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and your kids will be in those same underperforming schools.
Fixing struggling schools like mine is a process. It takes leadership from the principals and the district, student and parent involvement, qualified and effective teachers, an engaging curriculum, accountability, and adequate funding. It is a process, but I know that my school can succeed if it is invested in. To conclude, education is a human right. All students in Pennsylvania deserve a high-quality public education. Vouchers will not achieve this. They will make our education system more unequal, not less.
The Philadelphia Student Union opposes school vouchers. We take this a position for the following reasons. Vouchers are not what they appear. Many low-income students are being told that vouchers are their ticket to a better school. For most of us, this is an empty promise. The amount of money that a student will receive through a voucher is not enough to afford tuition at most private schools. The majority of low-income families will not be able to make up the difference. Taxpayer money should stay in our schools and our neighborhoods. We cannot afford for more money to be lost for our already underfunded public schools. The reality is that vouchers will make our education more unequal. The majority of us will be left in low-performing schools as funding drains from our schools and enrollment declines. The way to achieve educational equity is to adequately fund our public schools.
So who really benefits from vouchers? Private schools and people who stand behind them. They think that everything should be a business, so we shouldn't be able to go to school for free. So eventually, if vouchers were to pass, it would be a step towards closing public schools. People would get kicked out or not even accepted to private schools.
This is why Philadelphia Student Union is fighting for better public schools instead of pushing vouchers. My name is Erica Johnson for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union. Thank you.
You've just heard a piece by Erica Johnson. Now we are about to get into a roundtable discussion about vouchers. But first, I am your host, Bernard Neesmith. Hey guys, can you introduce yourselves for me?
Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Keith.
My name is Andrea Jewell.
My name is Deja Parker.
But before we get into this roundtable discussion, this is an update. On December 14, 2011, voucher supporters could not get enough support for a vote in the PA House of Reps on vouchers. Vouchers probably will not show up again in the year 2012. This is a victory for us and all other people against vouchers.
It was a good thing that vouchers were defeated. Vouchers would have taken money away from public schools and put them into private schools. Basically, the Philadelphia Public School District couldn't afford to give any money away to these private schools. Basically, I did a piece about Chester Public School District, and basically they have no money to afford to give to the private schools, and Chester's neither. So I'm going to toss it to Deja.
PSU played such an important role in the voucher victory. I was part of the No Vouchers Express, which was a bus tour, and it was a joint action that we completed with Action United, where PSU students spoke at the offices of state representatives and senators. I spoke at the office of Senator Anthony Williams, who is an avid supporter of vouchers. I told him that education was a basic human right that shouldn't be denied to any student on the basis of race, gender, sexual orientation. Here at PSU, we believe that public education is key. I'm going to pass it to Andrea now, okay, who was also part of the No Vouchers Express.
When all this voucher mess started happening, voucher supporters started looking at PA first, and they were pushing, they were using us as a test to see how things would work when they tried to push vouchers into other states. We shut it down here, which was a very big national impact. Even though they spent millions and millions of dollars to pass these vouchers, we out-organized them, and that's a big victory for us. PSU comes out on top.
So basically, on behalf of PSU and everybody else, and the support to defeat vouchers, we're very happy that they have been defeated for now.
Yay!
Up next, we hear the importance of art in schools.
It stimulates your brain. I believe it really stimulates you because it makes you feel. And then when you feel that emotion, you think, why did I feel that emotion? Mm-hmm. So once you understand why you felt that emotion, you understand yourself better. Mm-hmm. You know, and once you understand yourself better as a person, you'll understand others.
According to recent research, high creativity remains in only 2% of the population. As much influence as the mind stores in intellect, same must apply for creativity. Holding the mind captive is an insult on one's full potential. Much like denying a child the right to education, depriving them outlets for expression is a foul worthy of being called. As told by art major Daquan Fudge, art is a stimulant for social communication. With this, finding a sense of purpose comes with ease.
I was a part of a lot of different programs, and there were a lot of programs in my curriculum which increased my love of music. In elementary and middle school, I had music class where would, you know, play instruments and sing and whatnot. And then when I got to high school, I was on the choir and I was in the glee squad and I directed the choir my senior year. Like, all of these things just built up my love of music and my love of singing and my love of performing. Not only was I acting on my love of singing and performing, I was also helping other students to sing and perform along with me, and it helped me, like, develop leadership.
Since the dawn of education, school has been known as a place for fostering character development.
I definitely wouldn't be as involved in music as I am now, because now I am a music minor at my university, and I probably wouldn't have even been interested in it had I not been involved in these different programs at my schools.
According to songstress Jewel Stokes, the curriculum has done well to satisfy. Funny is how schools could ever consider ridding themselves of such a vital part to their identity.
You won't get all that in your math classes, and you won't get that in an English class or a science class, because in those classes everything has a set of rules, but in music there aren't as many strict rules, or in art there aren't as many strict rules, and you can use your own creativity and individuality when you do art and music.
Doing you affects everyone around. Depleting school of art, such a vital part of its character, aligns its counterparts to fall.
Art, it was taken away from me many times before, mm-hmm. but I always fought for it, and that's why I'm where I'm at now. When people have issues and they don't know themselves and they're not exposed to art, they don't know why they feel a certain type of way, so they act irrational or they lash out negatively, you know what I mean? Because they don't understand why they feel this way. I understand that if I wasn't exposed to art and why, if I didn't understand myself, I would lash out too. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't?
What am I really giving up for a general education? Surely it isn't worth the forfeit of creativity. Your ability to innovatively imprint the world is a birthright. In all its forms, it should be protected, especially in schools.
However, these rights are silently being taken away from us. What will you do to stop it?
Until next time, listeners, I'm Gianna Rogers with the Philadelphia Student Union. Thanks for tuning in to On Blast Radio.
Been listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. This is a taste of what a student union does. We also do ongoing campaigns to improve our schools, monthly open mics, men's and women's groups, academic support, and political education, and lots of other youth-led activities.
If you want more information about the Philadelphia Student Union, check out our website at www.phillystudentunion.org or email us at info@phillystudentunion.org. You should also find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Send your comments and questions about the show to onblast@phillystudentunion.org. We'll love to hear from you.
See you next time.